Some say with warmer weather, tick season is here. But Griffin Dill, tick lab coordinator at UMaine Cooperative Extension, tells Star 97.7, this year tick season has been pretty much year-round.
Now is generally the time when the tick activity really starts to pick up, you know, once the temperature's staying above 40, 45 degrees for consistent periods of time. But this past winter was a bit of a change to that, in that the ticks were active throughout much of the winter months.
Dill says it's important to check for ticks not just when you return from a hike in the woods, but even after a short walk to the compost pile or to retrieve the mail. Let's face it, if you live in Maine, you're going to find a tick or two on yourself now and then after a hike in the woods or even just a walk to the garden. Star 97.7 asked Griffin Dill, coordinator of the Tick Lab at UMaine Cooperative Extension, what to do when you do find one.
It's certainly important to remove the tick as quickly as possible. We recommend against anything that's going to harass the tick, a pair of fine-tip tweezers or a tick removal device to pull the tick out is sufficient. Once they've done that, it is recommended that they reach out to their medical provider and at the very least let them know that they have found this tick, the tick was attached to them, it was feeding.
Dill says your medical provider will prescribe a course of action. For a small fee, you can send the tick to the UMaine Cooperative Extension Tick Lab to have it tested for a variety of diseases, including Lyme and babesiosis. As the tick population grows in Maine, so does the need to protect ourselves from the pests and the diseases they carry. UMaine Cooperative Extension Tick Lab Coordinator Griffin Dill tells Star 97.7 about the best protection for that walk in the woods.
Creating a barrier in some way, whether that barrier is a physical barrier with protective clothing, using long sleeves, tucking pants into boots or socks, anything that's going to prevent a tick from accessing your direct skin is important and a great way to start protecting oneself.
Dill says it's important to check yourself and your pets after every trip outside, even that short walk to the garden or compost pile. Spring in Maine brings out hikers, kayakers, campers, and ticks. Griffin Dill, who manages the Tick Lab at UMaine Cooperative Extension, says ticks have adapted to our warming climate and are becoming a year-round threat. He says it's important to wear long sleeves and tuck your pant legs into your boots, but there are other precautions you can take.
Now, that barrier can also be a chemical barrier through the use of insect repellents. So things like DEET or picaridin on exposed skin, and then there's an ingredient called permethrin that can be used on clothing and gear. That's a really great repellent against ticks.
Such products are generally available at your local sporting goods store.